insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Dear brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 39th verse of Surah Rum before we move on with our explanations on the contents of the verse. Let's listen to the verse once again.
وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُو عِندَ اللَّهِ وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ
And whatever you give for interest to increase within the wealth of people will not increase with Allah. But what you give in zakah, desiring the countenance of Allah, those are the multipliers.
So, this verse as you listen to is talking about how important it is for you to notice where your reward and where your extra money is coming from and the fact that if you hope you are getting your reward and extra money from the people with the intention of giving money to them that you are given back more, this is not acceptable. But it has been stated in this kind of framing of the word, فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ It does not increase with Allah. So, we've first mentioned that there are different commentaries regarding riban liyarbuwa fi amwalin nas, the beginning part of the verse. The first one being the most clear one, the most consistent with the concept of the verse, adapting to the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, that it means those kinds of gifts and presents that you spend and you send to others, actually, especially to those who are possessors of wealth and power and property, and you hope to receive more, or you hope to receive better reward from them. So, no doubt, taking such a reward is not unlawful, since there is no condition or agreement between them, because we mentioned in the previous episode that you may have experienced, or some of you, your close relatives, you might have seen them doing it as such, that they start sending out presents and gifts and rewards to others, but in their minds, they have this intention of getting this reward in another form, or actually in higher quantity or quality. So, taking such a reward is not unlawful, because based on our fiqh and jurisprudence, since there is no prior condition or agreement between them that they must return back these rewards more in quantity or quality, it is acceptable. But the fact is that this kind of reward lacks the spiritual and ethical value. Therefore, some narrations from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, recorded in authentic sources of tradition, it has been rendered into lawful riba or interest in spite of unlawful riba in which there is condition and prior agreement contract that where you spend your money, you will receive more rewards and you will have more rewards. So, in the book entitled as Tadhib al-Ahkam, there is a tradition which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who on the commentary of this verse said, its purpose is a present which you give to another person and you seek a reward from him more than that. And this is a lawful interest. We'll talk more after the break.
وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبًا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُو عِنْدَ وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ.
So, brothers and sisters, we were saying that what this beginning part of the verse is talking about, based on some of our traditions, could be said and state could be mentioned as lawful interest. And this lawful interest is that one lends his Muslim brother something as a loan in hoping and in his intention having this idea that when he returns it, he adds something to what he has taken from him without any condition, without any prior agreement between them. And if the borrower gives the lender something more than that which he has taken without any condition between them, this excess is lawful for him. This extra money or reward is lawful for him. But there will be no reward for him with Allah concerning this kind of loan. That is the meaning, فَلَا يَرْبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It does not accept with the Almighty Allah. It is not acceptable when the Almighty Allah considers this. And this is what the Quran says in this sentence, فَلَا يَرْبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It does not increase with Allah. But the unlawful excess is in the case that one loans someone with the condition, with the very agreement that the one who has received it would have to return it with something added to it. This is the unlawful interest. So, based on what we have said earlier, we understand that one of the most clear commentaries, one of the most consistent ones with the concept of the verse, and of course, the ones that actually adapt to the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, is this kind of understanding. This kind of riba, this kind of excess, is kind of acceptable, or based on our fiqh and jurisprudence, the kind of lawful interest. This is what the verse is talking about. But spiritually, this is not something that the Almighty Allah considers ethically valuable. No, it is not as such. Thank you for staying with us in this episode as well. We'll talk about other commentaries in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me.